Knoxville, talk sports.
Hey, it's John Reed and Cody McClure. Fox Sports Knoxville, we getting money for sure. Cause we're addicted to sports. Louis V on my shorts. Been a Tennessee Vol since I hopped off the porch. Hey, Reggie White and Allen Houston, Florida, Georgia. Keep it moving, this is Rocky Top. You ain't wearing orange, what you doing? We talking UT sports in the booth. Chris Lofton with the shot, yeah, we ready to shoot. Hey. We talk sports with John Breed.
Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour three headlines, Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Michigan knocked out Vanderbilt in game one of the College World Series. They didn't knock them out, but they defeated them. They could knock them out tonight if they defeat them again because it is the best of three. So Michigan takes a 1-0 lead in the College World Series championship round, 7-4 win over the favored Vanderbilt Commodores. Michigan's got bats. They got bats.
They got bats. They're hot right now. They were 101 to win the thing. 101.
Win.
2-1. So you're still talking about Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were 101 to win the World Series.
When?
Oh, right before the tournament. I thought you were saying win, question mark. I was like,
when?
Yeah, to win, yeah.
Win.
Yeah, I thought you were saying like W-I-N, yeah, question mark. Yeah.
I just meant at what
Before, I guess like when the seeding was announced.
For the College World Series?
Yeah.
So you could have gotten them at 100-1 with eight teams left?
I think maybe it was 100-1 like when it was like 16 or 32, but either way, like they were one of the long shots.
Man.
Surely it wasn't with eight teams left.
That would have been a nice bet. I'm sure somebody out there made it. Yeah, they have been scoring a lot of runs in their games.
Let me see.
They put up 15 when they knocked out Texas Tech the other day.
Pull up this.
They beat Texas Tech like 15-3.
Michigan was a 200-1 long shot to win the title less than a month ago.
Whoa.
They were among the last four teams awarded at-large bids for the 64-team tournament. They won their regional and advanced to the College World Series after beating number one UCLA. Michigan has moved through the College World Series as an underdog against Florida State and Texas Tech twice after being installed 12-1 tournament 12-1 odds when the tournament began, the highest in the field. So they were 12-1 when it was eight teams left.
It is my belief
this is a more miraculous run than the Cody St. Louis Blues winning the Stanley Cup. You called that the best story of the year, and it lasted maybe 2 weeks before Michigan's about to unseat them.
That's still the best story of the year.
St. Louis was 100-1, right? Long shots, and Michigan was 200-1 a month ago.
Yeah, but this is college baseball.
I know there's 64 teams, and it's crazier.
Yeah, but we're talking amateur sports here.
You're St. Louis Blues.
That's professional hockey,
you're,
my friend.
You're St. Louis Blues unseated as the best story in sports.
Professional hockey.
Just 2 weeks after winning the cup.
Professional hockey trumps college baseball 10 times out of 10.
Okay, if you say so.
It is my belief that Vanderbilt lost. It's my belief Vanderbilt lost last night because of their uniforms. Did you see how ugly their uniforms were?
I didn't watch a second of it. I didn't see the uniforms.
It looked like they were like deployed in the Middle East for. They were like, they looked like army uniforms or something.
That makes sense because Michigan was hitting a lot of bombs.
That would be an accurate assessment. Kumar Rocker will take the mound tonight for Vanderbilt.
Are we rooting for Kumar?
No, we're not.
Even though he's VFL-ish?
No, I hope he gives up 12 runs and Michigan destroys them. If he was VFL-ish, he wouldn't be on Vandy's baseball team. Nothing against Tracy Rocker, but hey, hope your son loses. Neymar is apparently going to return to Barcelona. Barcelona and Neymar reached a verbal agreement. He still must negotiate his transfer with PSG.
Okay. I don't know what PSG stands
for. I don't either. I was hoping maybe you would. Paris Saint.
Yeah, Paris Saint. Is it Germain or something like that?
Germain.
I don't know if it's Germain, but.
Well, anyway, Neymar appears to be inching closer to a return to Barcelona. He verbally agreed to a 5-year contract with the club that would slash his salary by nearly half in order to facilitate a move during the summer transfer window, according to Spanish publication Sport on Tuesday.
Okay.
The Mets fined Mickey Callaway for
he also apologized to the media. Mickey Callaway is going to get fired very soon. I don't. The Mets, we should have known they were going to be a disaster when they hired an agent to run the team. They hired an agent to run the franchise. And now the report is that he is actually calling the shots on, like, pitching decisions on who comes in when and who pitches how many innings and things like that.
Are you familiar with Edwin Diaz?
Yeah.
With the Mets?
Yeah.
I have never seen a bigger – nope, the wrong guy. Who was I looking for? It's not Edwin Diaz. Some guy has a huge porno stash for the Mets.
No. It's not my guy, Edwin.
He's not Edwin Diaz.
Edwin's a God-fearing man if I know anything about Edwin Diaz.
I just looked up Edwin Diaz. It's weird because it had his name by this guy with the huge porno stash. You ever thought about doing a mustache?
No, I hate my mustache. I don't. I can never really do anything with my facial hair. Like, it's pretty much just either a scruff or take the clippers to it and start over. Like, can't really grow a full beard. It just gets long and kind of not curly, but just long. I don't know. I just always get to a certain point. I'm like, this looks awful, and I shave it.
Yeah, Edwin Diaz just has the chin hair thing going on.
Yeah.
Completely different guy. I don't know who it was. Somebody for the Mets. Yeah, I don't like mustaches either. I wish I could get rid of mine. It always grows over my lip. It's like too thick, and I don't know how to contain it. It's kind of like that stuff that Nate has to trim. What is that stuff out there? The stuff that spreads up, and he's got to keep it trimmed back? Kudzu. That's kind of like what my mustache is. I don't know how to keep it from spreading.
And that was Talking Facial Hair with John and Cody.
Okay. Let's see. Mike Trout says he would rather not be Mick Jagger. What is this? I saw Mick Jagger, so I clicked on it, but I'm not seeing the details. Basically, what it comes down to is that Mike Trout says he'd rather be in Anaheim because he can be more anonymous. He was more of a rock star in his hometown outside Philly. The two-time MVP turned down the chance to come back east and decided to re-up to stay in SoCal because he needed to find the quiet he needed to be the MLB's best player.
Okay.
Apparently in Philly, he was like, quote, Mick Jagger walking around. Mike Trout values privacy. Basically what the headline is there. Jeannie Buss says Magic surprise exit was a surprise.
Yeah.
She backed Rob Pelinka. Said she was stunned when Magic decided to resign, but that she has full confidence in Rob Pelinka directing the operations. She spoke Monday for the first time since Magic shocked the Lakers and then later accused Pelinka of backstabbing him. Jeannie Buss said the Lakers are in a really good place and are on the right path. She said there really wasn't anything to say else about Magic. I think when he decided he didn't want to be with the organization any longer, that took me off guard. I needed time to figure out what the process was going to be. That's all. Now we're just taking care of business. Said she did not see it coming.
Everyone was shocked. But then she says she backs Rob Pelinka. Still waiting to see what happens with Rob Pelinka and the Lakers. Like, free agency. This has been we're in a rough spot. Like, I need some rumors to start circulating again for the NBA. Free agency starts on Sunday.
It's just right around the corner.
I know, but I need some excitement to hold me over until then. I guess the report coming out today is that the Boston Celtics want to or feel like they're a dark horse candidate for Kemba Walker. Be a nice little pickup for him. We'll see what happens, but I need something better than that to hold me over. You got any more headlines?
But he doesn't have a chin, but he doesn't have Vladimir Klitschko.
Hang on. Former heavyweight champion, Vladimir Klitschko. I was trying to look up how to pronounce it. Anyway.
You did good. You nailed it.
Former heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko had to be rescued from a yacht after it caught fire this weekend in Europe. According to a report from the Associated Press, Klitschko was on a boat trip with family and friends when the vessel caught fire Sunday night. Spain's Maritime Rescue Service reportedly responded to the situation about 10 miles southwest of Port Adriano and successfully evacuated everyone off the yacht. None of the 9 people on board were hurt. Klitschko later posted about the incident on his Twitter account. So, Vladimir Klitschko narrowly avoids a knockout. And by knockout, I mean death by fire on the ocean. They had to rescue him.
I'm so glad heavyweight boxing has someone better to focus on now that the Klitschko brothers are kind of on the back burner. They almost killed heavyweight boxing. So a boat, he almost got in trouble on a boat?
Yeah, basically.
I'm glad he didn't get knocked out. All right, good batch of headlines. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Spit acid on him if you want to.
Back on the program. You said you had another headline you wanted to get to, but also talk it out a little bit.
Yeah, it seemed like more of a long form.
Okay.
The report came out.
It's going to be really confusing, which means that we're probably both going to sound like dumbasses on it. And you kind of hinted that it was about the NCAA, which means I'm going to sound even more confused about it because I don't really understand the NCAA.
Yes, which is another reason I didn't have it in headlines. I thought it would be best if we just worked through it together. The NCAA reportedly threatening to bar California schools from championships over a name, image, and likeness bill.
I saw this yesterday, and I wanted to put it as a show topic yesterday, and I didn't really understand it. So, okay, we'll talk about it a day late and try to stumble our way through it and figure it out.
Well, it's a little simpler the way Yahoo breaks it down. Basically, a bill passed in California through the state Senate that would allow California student athletes to be paid for the use of their name, image, and likeness beginning in 2023. The NCAA may have formed a group to discuss the potential for compensation, but its current position on the matter is that they aren't going to do it. So in the NCAA's latest effort to halt the bill from proceeding, Mark Emmert sent a letter to state lawmakers last week asking 2 state committees to delay consideration for the bill while the NCAA folks discuss the issue. Emmert apparently replied if the bill was entered into California state law, universities in the state could be banned from participation in NCAA championships.
So is this actually a thing?
Yeah, it's a real story.
So the NCAA, California is just talking about the idea of passing this law where athletes can make money off their likeness.
The bill passed.
Because the bill is passed.
Through the Senate.
Right, but it hasn't been signed into law yet, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Emmert said that if the bill was entered into law, universities in California could potentially be banned from participation in NCAA championships. So theoretically, USC football team goes undefeated, doesn't matter.
I doubt that ever happens.
No, I wouldn't.
Not
think.
The USC football thing. I'm just saying the fact that the NCAA would essentially tell USC sorry. Like, the NCAA, if anything, will make the mistake of making someone like USC mad, which will then lead to the big schools all being like, you know what? Why do we actually need the NCAA?
We don't.
We can all go and have like a 32-team league and just be a minor league system to the NFL. And sorry, XFL, now we have the schools and the resources, and we already have the tradition and fan bases and everything like that.
Also, what if you go tell California that – what if you go ahead and it gets to that point and you stand by it and you tell California they can't be involved in any championships? Well, then what if Texas passes the same bill? And then what if other states follow suit? What if Florida does it? What if Alabama does it? You know?
Bring back the College Football Association.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
take back what's ours.
To me, like, there's not many institutions with less control, with less leverage than the NCAA. Like, I don't know if they're necessarily what I would consider in a position of power, right? Like, with the way the landscape is changing, the NCAA is going to try to buck up on somebody.
I mean, they're not gonna beat a state government, especially if other states start following suit. You can't just exclude California from your championships. You know?
Secede from the NCAA.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically, I guess that's what would happen if it ever got to this. But Emmert, basically, it's like he tried to threaten them. Or not threaten them, maybe, but he implied that, you know, like to give California stipulations, like the California lawmakers care what he has to say about it. I hope they pass it.
Like I said, if anything, you look and you say, hey, this could lead to what I think is a possibility of these mega schools who can live off their own name, like USC can go and take their fan base with them. Notre Dame is already kind of doing that as a independent, right? Like, Notre Dame's already shown, like, we don't need a conference. What makes you think we need the NCAA?
The bill passed through the Senate 31-4.
So the Senate said, yeah, we think these college players should be allowed to get paid off their likeness and image, correct?
Yep. It's scheduled to be the subject of a hearing by a California State Committee today. If it moves beyond that, the bill will advance to the state's Higher Education Committee. And then it could become law. Where Emmert says it will likely have a negative impact on student athletes in the state of California. Would be a negative for those players in California to get paid off their likeness.
Yeah, by putting money in their pockets.
Well, the way he says it, they wouldn't be able to compete in NCAA championships, though.
So just championships? They could still just play like a regular season? Cause like,
yeah, so like what? Yeah, does that mean they can't play in any games as well, or what? Like what happens here?
It just says NCAA championships. Because he said that they would not be upholding NCAA standards. Is the NCAA going to be around in 10 years?
Yeah.
You think so?
20, then I would listen. 10, I'll say yes. 20, I would say, yeah, we'll see.
You don't think that's enough time for the NCAA to be overthrown in some way?
Nah, you still have a lot of people here locally that's, you know, that, I don't want to say worships the NCAA, but that revolts against the idea of paying players. A lot of college fans don't really like the idea of paying players. Now, I'll say more in 2019 think the players should be compensated than they did in 2015. I've seen some people just that personally, like friends and people I interact with, that have come around on that. But it's still enough of a, nah, the players get scholarship. There's enough of those people out there to keep the NCAA alive.
Well, what if states start following and start doing what California is doing? I know California is most often the most liberal state.
Mm-hmm.
So they're more likely to do something like this and kind of, you know, there's people out there that think California should just be its own country. They're more likely probably than other states. But I just wonder if California does it and maybe some other state governments get together and they say, hey, you know, California broke away, we can break away too. I mean, if that starts happening with multiple states, I think the NCAA is going to lose quite a bit of power.
Travis writes in that in the FBS, he doesn't think the NCAA regulates much of the postseason. That's determined by the bowl committees. In FCS, lower tiers and other sports will be more directly affected by this NCAA ban. Bowl season, I think, would be a little bit different than the championships, though, right? I mean, the championships and the playoff, that is would be more of an NCAA thing than just the bowl system,
yeah.
I would think.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, like the college football playoff committee.
They still work with the NCAA, though, like that.
Do they work? They work for the NCAA.
Correct.
They work under the NCAA.
Because they're recognized as the champion of college football.
Right. So it's not like the playoff committee could come out and say, yeah, we're putting Stanford in. They're 12-0. And then the NCAA could just say, no, Stanford can't go in. Can't happen. I mean, it would mean no California teams in the NCAA tournament. It would mean no UCLA in the College World Series. Yeah. Secede, as Ben says. They should secede. Just get the Power Five schools together and secede. Just secede. When has seceding ever gone wrong for anybody? I think South Carolina should be the first school to do it. I think South Carolina should stand up. And Will Muschamp should hold a press conference and say, we are seceding from the NCAA.
Maybe just USC and Southern Cal, like it could have a similar effect. USC, right. Like.
It'll be the greatest like, seceding since the other USC did it. Or the other SC. Yeah.
We're going to do something different, something we've never done after the break.
Who?
The show.
We are?
Us? Yeah, something we've never done before.
I was not told about this. What are we doing?
I guess I'll let you find out after the break as well.
Whoa.
Found it. So far, so good. Got a little Stones playing for you. Sure, they weren't good enough to ever go solo and make it, but together they're pretty good.
Who the hell? Nobody wants the Stones to go solo. You know how to grind my gears pretty quick. I'll tell you that much. I went from a good mood to a bad mood, just like that.
Well, I told you we were going to do something we've never done before.
Is it something we do sometimes?
It's just something we've never done before.
But you know what I mean? Something we might do sometimes?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we going to do?
We're just going to lead the segment. Usually we end the segment in segments in hours with Turning Left, but now we're doing a special edition where we start the segment off with Turning Left with Cam Black.
I want you to go back out on that track and hit the pace car.
Hit the pace car?
Hit the pace car!
What for?
Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect.
Even it on, Earhart. You scared the competition? I'm just as poor and stupid as you. I'm going to drive, and I'm going to go fast, and I'm going to turn to the left again.
Can we just get back to the subject of racing, please?
Hell, bring it on, Danica.
Son of a bitch just slammed into me.
No, he didn't slam into you. He didn't bump you. He didn't nudge you. He rubbed you. And rubbing, son, is racing.
Dude, check it out, Kenny. My very own NASCAR. Oh, cool, huh, Kenny? Beep, beep.
There's only one good thing about coming to these races. The vibrations from the cars. Oh!
Alright, let's turn left with Cam Black.
Alright, we were in Sonoma this past week, as you know, and going into it, Kevin Harvick was the favorite. He did not win.
He did not win.
Martin Truex Jr. came out with his fourth win of the season.
Wow, Cam picked him too last week. Cam's on fire.
He won last year at the same race, so he won back-to-back races here, and he's the only person to do that besides Jeff Gordon. only people to have consecutive Sonoma wins. So, fourth win of the season for him, so that's big. It was a pretty dominant performance. He led 59 of the laps. Kyle Busch was second. Ryan Blaney was third. Matt DiBenedetto or something?
DiBenedetto.
Like Benedetto, yes. He had a career high
finish. That's called Matt D.
With fourth.
DB. Yeah. Matt
He's an
DB.
Italian dude.
He's Italian.
But yeah, he got a fourth for his best finish ever. Denny Hamlin was fifth. William Byron won stage one. Denny Hamlin won stage two. And of course, Truex finished out with the win. It wasn't that crazy of a race. There was only two cautions. They were kind of letting them race a little bit. There was definitely like some damage done, but they weren't really calling the caution flag out much. Only six lead changes. So nothing crazy was really going on. Truex pretty much dominated, and like him and Kyle Busch were, they had a pretty good lead like on the last like 30 laps or so. I think they were like 20 seconds ahead from third place. So like they were just cruising. And yeah, next week we're in Chicago, or this weekend we're in Chicagoland Speedway, and we'll talk about that probably Thursday.
Chicago, and then we got the big one, July 4th weekend.
Oh yeah, that's Daytona. Always a big one.
Always a big one. The reason they a lot of times that they don't call a lot of cautions in the road races is because they'll just get the cars going pretty easy again. So you'll have a lot of cars spinning out, or you know they'll kind of.
Yeah, there was a few spin outs.
Yeah, but they'll get them back going instead of bringing out a whole caution because it takes forever to get around the road courses.
Yeah, it was 11 turns. You know that's a lot.
That's more than the usual.
And they were doing that carousel turn for the first time since like '97, or.
Wait, what?
The carousel connecting turn on 4 and 7. They're doing it for the first time since '97.
Really? They changed the track up?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Learn something new every day.
Oh, yeah. That you do. Were there any road course ringers involved? Was Boris Said, was he out there?
I'm not sure. I don't remember seeing his name in the top, like, 10 or so.
He's
got to
be
either,
70
so.
By now. probably not out there.
So, any big things happen in the race? Anything big happen?
Not really. Yeah, it was pretty uneventful. Just, you know, Truex dominated it.
Okay.
And Matt D got that fourth place for his best career finish.
So. Love seeing Matt DB get it done.
Got that D in fourth place.
Well, where did Bubba finish? Do we have stats on Bubba?
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, Trey. Where did Bubba finish? 22nd, reports Trey Wallace.
Right. Top 25 finish from Bubba?
And that's from a first-hand source.
Yep.
It's his cousin.
Trey Wallace.
Would that consider first-hand?
They're first cousins.
First-hand, I feel like, would be if Bubba told us he finished 22nd.
Okay, well, I guess.
Or if we saw it, you know, with our own eyes.
I guess it's still a second-hand source.
Yeah.
But I imagine that Trey knows what he's talking about. He keeps up with the guy pretty regularly.
Oh, yeah. He probably knows NASCAR almost as well as me at the station, so.
Yeah.
That's true. I'd say Trey's in the top five in terms Absolutely. Of NASCAR knowledge here at the station, correct?
Yeah,
right there
I
with
think
Cam
so.
And Bear and,
You and.
I do know a surprising bit about NASCAR.
Maybe Trey'd be like right there in fourth, right?
Yeah. I could see that.
Who's the fifth guy? I think that's a clear top four. Who do you think's fifth? Does anybody else know anything about NASCAR?
I mean,
Cole McCormick seems like he'd be a NASCAR guy. Does he watch any NASCAR?
There is a track in Las Vegas, right?
How about Billy? How about Billy's a NASCAR guy?
Billy, NASCAR guy?
I don't think Billy's a NASCAR guy. I wouldn't picture that.
You don't think so? You can turn to the left sometimes.
I mean, do you think there'd be a tough spot for top five of, like, NASCAR knowledge? Do you think I could make a case for top five just based off of being around you two?
Yeah.
Is there a lane for me to get in where I could become top five by the end of the year?
I feel like I'm top five NBA at the station now just because I hear the most about it.
I'm trying to get to the top five of everything except fishing.
That's basically just Houston's thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't care about that one.
Nobody else even wants to be in there.
I'm not going to be able. I mean, maybe I can get in that one by default too. I know who Ott Defoe is.
He won the Bassmaster Classic here this year.
Yeah, so I guess we're tied there. We're tied for fifth.
We all know Bill Dance.
Tied for second, really?
Yeah, okay, it's tied for second. All right. So
I eat a lot of fish. I think that would put me. I eat fish probably once a week.
Really?
Is that true?
That does seem like a lot of fish. I was getting ready to ask you what a lot is because a lot seems pretty arbitrary, but once a week seems like a lot of fish.
I read in Keith Richards' book that his one of his secrets to longevity is he eats fish once a week. So I think it means that you should eat fish once a week.
Must be working.
Yeah. I mean, he's still alive, so I eat fried catfish once a week. I think it's good for your health.
I think he might be eating a little bit of a different fish.
I think he said like some grilled like
salmon.
I think he's a tilapia guy or like some. He eats fresh. You know, he's got rock star money. He eats,
mahi mahi.
Yeah, whatever. I go with fried catfish. It's basically the same thing. I mean, it's fish, right? That's where you're getting the nutrition. It doesn't matter if it's fried or grilled.
I think it kind of does. I mean, like, well, not necessarily fried or grilled, but I think the type of fish might matter.
You know, you're not supposed to eat too much. Is it salmon that you're not? Or salmon is really bad if you eat it from the, is it the Atlantic or the Pacific? I don't remember.
This is too deep.
I heard something about this one time.
I just think the type of fish might matter because, like, I think, isn't catfish like a bottom feeder? That's just scum.
That's a mean thing to call a fish. You know, fish sometimes has high levels of mercury, too.
That's why I was going to ask how much fish you ate.
Once a week. And that doesn't count like shrimp. I eat shrimp probably 3 or 4 times a week.
I ate a live goldfish once.
You did what?
I ate a live goldfish once.
Just like swallowed it?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Did you watch The Wolf of Wall Street?
No, it was like this weird like business enterprise class.
Did it come out of your body?
Not that I can remember. That night I got really sick.
It's just swimming around his stomach acid right now.
That night I got really sick, but like it was like this weird like emerging enterprise business class, something like that. And like you had to like go to this expo with like a bunch of other like schools that did it, and you had to like our thing for some reason was we sold fish, and so we brought like 3 goldfish in a jar like as like part of our display. And you try to sell quote unquote all these different packages to whatever all these different schools because you have like a certain amount of money. And one of ours was like a $10,000 thing, which like no one was gonna do because I was like all the money you were allotted. And I was like, so you're seriously asking everybody to spend their allotted money at one spot right here? And so I tricked a kid into signing it all into doing the $10,000 deal if I ate a live goldfish.
Wow!
So I grabbed it out of the jar and down the hatch.
You should do that at an ad sales meeting. Just walk in with a goldfish bowl. Just go in and
say, might actually get one of those damn signatures.
Hey, you locked in.
If you will become a sponsor on Talk Sports, I will chug this goldfish.
You take the phone line sponsorship. I'll eat this entire goldfish.
Swallow it.
Whatever it takes.
I swallowed it whole.
That's what I'm saying.
I could feel it trying to swim up my throat at one point, and I was gagging.
No.
Well, I feel like that really? I feel like that's better than trying to bite it raw. Would it be better to bite it or swallow? Because I feel like it'd be easier just to swallow.
I think swallow is easier, but like I don't want to bite it. Yeah.
I'd spit it right out.
I just swallowed a bunch of spit and tried to get it down.
I can't even imagine putting it in my mouth, much less swallowing it.
Yeah, it was probably one of the dumber things I did, but helped us get a sale. Helped us actually win the contest.
Are you serious? You could feel it swimming up your throat?
There was at one point when I dropped it, when I first dropped it down, I could feel it like moving
wiggle
around right there. And then I just took a gulp of water. Like I just tried to play it off. I took a gulp of water and then I opened my mouth. The kid was wow. And then I was the kid was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, all right, sign the papers.
What do you think? What happens? Does it just die in the stomach acid?
Did it swim out of your body?
I'm assuming it dies in the stomach acid, but I got sick that night, so I don't know.
Did you throw it up in pieces of goldfish? Or
maybe. I don't know. I'm telling you, I got sick. Like I threw up.
I probably got
minor mercury poisoning.
I would imagine. I mean, I saw Jonah Hill do it in The Wolf of Wall Street, but I didn't know real people have done it.
I guess this was right around the same time. I might have got the idea off of Wolf of Wall Street.
2013.
Can we put that on a challenge board in here for Ben to have to recreate that? Can we legally
I'll make a bet of some sort.
Can we legally pressure Ben Lee into swallowing a goldfish? can you swallow goldfish if the Chiefs make the playoffs? Like, what are the
no? What are we should do like biting the head off of one.
Oh, I would that's much so much worse.
I would rather just swallow it. I don't want to bite the head off of a goldfish.
I'd rather kill it before I eat it.
We can put that on the bet board and make that one of y'all's things.
Bite the head off of a fish?
Just eat it however you want
swallow it whole. That's the best way to do it.
That would have to be like one of our greatest bets. That would have to be a really big argument, a really passionate both on one side. That can't just be like, does Georgia cover against Southern Miss? You know what I mean?
I mean,
I'm down though.
If we raise enough in the crowdsourcing, I'll probably do it. A couple $100.
I'm not doing it if the Chiefs make the playoffs. There's no way.
Last call on the other side. Last call here on the program is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. Give them a like on Facebook at Appalachian Heritage Distillery. He was talking to my guy TC. He said they're also slowly getting ready, gearing up in a couple years to do some whiskey and gin, expand the brand a little bit. So just keep an eye on that. But for now, pick up a bottle of the award-winning Volunteer Vodka. It's smooth. It's $20 a bottle. It'll get you drunk. Cody McClure likes it. And that's all that matters. Bump the brakes or keep rolling. You want to go first or second?
Second.
How about you go first today? Since you wanted to go first yesterday and got mad about not getting to go first.
This is why this is the problem. I used to just pick. Now you always say the opposite.
Fine. I'll do it. So you don't cry. Raptors president makes his decision.
No. Pay cut. No. That's gone too far.
Highly coveted Ujiri makes his mind up.
Highly coveted what?
Ujiri.
Like in a trial?
Yeah, Ujiri.
The jury made its mind up?
Yeah. He will not be going to the Washington Wizards. He will stay in Toronto, where he helped put together that championship-winning team. The Raptors president, Masai Ujiri, will stay in Toronto.
No. Feel like you fooled me on that one.
You did not respect the game.
That's true.
I don't respect you either, Benley. How's
that? The game was not respected there.
We'll see how this turns out on Thursday.
Ooh. Special guest referee, ooh, Cam Black, ooh, on Thursday.
Interesting. Okay, let's see. What do we have here? Pennsylvania man trying to warn everyone about the aliens. He has a great plan for it.
Okay, stop. Pump your
brakes! Well, first of all, he built a bomb.
How many times are you going to have to mute your computer today?
Apparently a few. A man allegedly placed a homemade bomb behind a Pennsylvania hotel on Sunday and claimed it was a warning that aliens will destroy the planet if humans didn't start being good people, police said. Got to agree with this guy. It's hard to disagree. We should be better people. David Oxenrider, 29. What a last name, by the way. Oxenrider? How do you think he got that name? That's a great last name. He was taken into custody by state troopers after they responded to the scene in Myerstown, blah, 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 where he lives. Apparently, he told the hotel manager he made an explosive device and was simply keeping it in his room. Don't worry about it. Just keeping my bomb here in my room. I'm not putting it in the lobby or anybody else's room. The manager, however, told him to remove the bomb from the building, and he allegedly then placed it next to the dumpster outside of the hotel. And then the police came with a bomb squad, and they disabled the package. No one was blown up in the incident. He told investigators the aliens had told him, humans need to start being good people, or else they are going to destroy the Earth with a nuclear laser beam. He says he tells people about the aliens all the time, but then people just tell him he's crazy in return.
You know, speaking of Carrie Blackshear, I'm about tired of these aliens, too. We keep hearing about these aliens all the damn time. Make up your mind. Are you coming to Earth or are you not? Like, what the hell are you waiting for? You've been joking around about it and teasing us for at least 50 years, right? I mean, Area 51 and all that, that's from the 60s, right? Roswell and all that? Roswell. You know what the hell I'm talking about.
I've been to Roswell.
Well,
neat little town.
Well, cool for you. And cool for the aliens that are apparently there. Make up your mind already. Enough. You're taking all these visits around the galaxy. Are you coming to the U.S.? Are you coming to America? Are you coming to planet Earth or not?
They've tried. Every time they get close, they see all the destruction. They see everything we do down here, and they're terrified.
Well, make up your mind. Stop hanging around close enough for us to see you. Are you coming or not?
They'd like to. They'd like to come visit, but look at, I mean, they, you know, every time they float down here, they look and see what's going on, and it's just mass chaos.
Either that or get them to shut the hell up. Enough about these aliens. Enough. Either do it or don't. I'm tired of hearing about them.
Go ahead. Try to summon them.
I'm not trying to summon them. They're like Carrie Blackshear. They just, are they coming or are they not? Make up your mind.
I managed to get the demons to knock all the foam off the wall. Surely you can get an alien to appear in the lobby.
You could argue there's already a couple out there between Trey and Russell. And then Parker, who may or may not be a serial killer.
That would also make sense that Parker just takes off his skin and just reveals that he is a lizard person.
I think he might be.
We've talked about him being a serial killer potentially, but he could just be a lizard man.
Parker, look if you can hear us.
He could also.
Oh, my God, he looked up. He looked up as soon as I said that.
He's an alien.
This sport getting closer to being in the 2024 Olympics. I want to know. Breakdancing.
Massachusetts residents having real problems with tornadoes and thunderstorms.
That's pretty self-explanatory.
It was a different kind of tornado.
Oh.
Poop tornado. Respect the game. That's my next headline. Poop tornado.
That's not respecting the game.
So do you roll or stop?
No! God, please, no! Yeah, no!
I still roll. Respect the game.
Louisiana cops warning residents about Taco Bell.
You need to hear this. I'm only stopping for your health. You need to hear whatever this warning is.
This is not your problem to be discussing. Louisiana cops have told residents to stop complaining about Taco Bell. Definitely not your problem, one citizen told the police in Slidell after the report of a taco shell shortage. A Taco Bell without taco shells might seem criminal, but it's not something to call the police about. Apparently, that's an announcement that the department in Louisiana had to make this week in response to citizens' calls for help. Somebody called in to complain that the Taco Bell on Gase Boulevard ran out of both hard and soft taco shells. Well, that changes the story to me. I mean, I don't think you should call the police over them missing one kind of shells, but if they don't have either one, that's worth calling the cops, right? What are they going to do, give you that seasoned meat in just a paper wrapper? You got to have some kind of shell. Anyway, the department said while this is truly a travesty, the police cannot do anything about this.
Brian Niedermeyer warns recruits about Alabama.
Pop your brakes!
By sharing a story about how the search for the Tuscaloosa python has been called off. Apparently there's a python on the loose down in Tuscaloosa. Animal control officers called off the active search for the animal. But then the mayor, Walt Maddox, came in and said, look, I'm the only one who can call off the search. The search ain't over. We have to find this 15-foot yellow python. Do snakes, are they asexual? Do they have sex? Snakes have sex?
With other snakes?
Can they get bred without having sex, or do they have to have sex to breed? They have to have sex to breed? Nothing. Yeah.
How do they do
they, like, they just wrap around each other, right? I don't know how that happens afterwards. Like base of their tail. Base of the tail smushes together. Nothing gets Cam as excited as talking about animals.
Do they like...
Whenever you're not doing NASCAR Minute, you need to come up with an animal fact of the day.
I assume the snakes just made their body stiff.
You think of the animal facts yourself. I don't want to give you homework. You love the animal kingdom? Well, I mean, not right now. Not today at the end of the show, Cam. I'm talking about tomorrow. Think of a really good animal fact and come here with a 30-second animal fact.
So do the snakes, like, sword fight? Like a...
You have to ask Cam. Maybe that could be his animal fact. Maybe tomorrow can be about snakes having sex. I don't know.
Does snakes have the things?
Find out tomorrow on Talk Sports. I know Cody's going to be excited to come into work tomorrow.
I'm intrigued.
Good job by you, Ben Lee. You were a little bit better than you have been lately, so that's good. Progress. Starting to get a little bit better. Appreciate everyone listening. The Drive is up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.